This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You might not think your gut and your joints have much to do with each other, but a major new study out of the University of Queensland has just confirmed a direct link between gut inflammation and inflammatory arthritis. So it's a breakthrough that could change how we manage joint pain and inflammation.
Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Dr. Vincent Ho.
Afternoon, Warren.
Let's start with the new study. What exactly did our researchers find?
It was a very interesting study from the University of Queensland. So what they did, it was an animal experiment. So they used mice that were genetically predisposed to developing inflammatory arthritis. And what we're talking about here is a type of arthritis which involves inflammation of the joints. So you can get different types of arthritis. The most common one is osteoarthritis, which is sort of the kind of degeneration of the joints, but some people will have a condition where there is inflammation in the joints. And so they studied this model in mice, and they found that when they inoculated a particular type of bacteria directly into the gut of these mice, it resulted in the arthritis, the inflammatory arthritis. So that was what was amazing about it. That was that really strong association between gut bacteria and the development of symptoms, notably arthritis.
Dr. Vincent Ho, we've spoken on this show before about the link between, I suppose, our gut bacteria and our brain, for example. Is this this gut joint connection? Is this a new thing, or is it something that you're aware of?
Look, it is relatively new. I mean, we're looking for connections all the time between gut bacteria and many other bodily organs. Joints you wouldn't think of as one that would be very obvious, because you think, okay, how does gut bacteria link to joints? But actually it does, because many of these inflammatory arthritises, they actually have a gut linkage. So some people have a condition called inflammatory bowel disease. And when you have that condition, you would have heard of that condition, like Crohn's or colitis. Often you can get joint involvement. So the condition we know is a condition that involves more than just one system. So we think, okay, inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's, colitis, it involves more than just the gut, and it can involve joints. And what this experiment is basically proving is that there is a strong connection to gut bacteria. If you've got unhealthy gut bacteria, it can be linked to the development of this inflammatory joint disease.
I find this absolutely fascinating. I feel like we haven't respected our gut bacteria enough, and they play such a vital role in many areas of our health. And what are some of the things that we do that our gut bacteria don't like? They say, hey, can you please stop it, or I'm going to cause you joint pain.
Yeah, so look, I think in many ways these are the obvious ones to sort of watch out for when it comes to lifestyle. So it's been proven that if you consume a very, you know, I guess the word to put it would be a very Western kind of diet, characterized by a lot of processed foods, a lot of fatty foods with high sugar content, that can be associated with this imbalance in the gut bacteria called a dysbiosis. So this has been well established. And what we're realizing now is that that particular kind of diet can be associated with conditions like this inflammatory arthritis. So that's one thing that isn't good for the gut. Another thing, of course, would be smoking. Too much alcohol is a problem. Of course, stress can be a link to an imbalance in gut microbes. It's not obvious when you think about it, but stress itself, high cortisol levels, it's been shown that can lead to this dysbiosis or imbalance of the gut bacteria. So there are a few lifestyle factors which we can all look at addressing that can help here.
Is it just having a good makeup of a gut biome? It's good, it's healthy, or are there certain kinds of particular bacterias in our gut that result in, you know, for example, if you have too much of this bacteria growing in mm-hmm. your gut, you're likely to get inflammation and pain in the joints, or too little of this particular bacteria? Are we down to that level, or are we just talking about general bacteria in the gut?
Yeah. So look, when it comes to gut bacteria, the important thing to note is that there's lots and lots and lots of bacteria, many different species of bacteria and even strains of bacteria in the gut. So there's a lot in there. And we know that there are lots of groups or clusters of bacteria. So I think in a way what you're referring to is the fact that there are clusters and we can see differences in clusters. So a lot of the research focuses on whether there's an imbalance in between one particular cluster of bacteria versus another. So one cluster, for example, one called Firmicutes, that's often been shown when you've got an excess of that to be linked to conditions like obesity and diabetes and so on. But we're now starting to appreciate that when you have a particular type of bacteria, we're starting to appreciate that it could be linked to a particular disease. So this is where it's becoming quite exciting. We're moving beyond clusters now, or into the individual species level and saying, does this particular species affect the development of this condition or not? And look, it's very early stage because you can imagine there's so many species out there. How do you work out if one species is going to have an impact or not? And that's where there's a lot of research around it.
This is interesting. So when we, my mind immediately jumps, Dr. Vincent Ho, to, okay, I need to have all those fermented foods, etc. But when we buy our yogurt at the supermarket, it might have A, B, and C in it. Is that just three species of bacteria? Are we missing out? Well, okay, I guess my question is, where do we get everything to have the healthiest gut that we possibly can whilst the research is determining what the optimum sort of makeup should be? What's the best way to make sure that our gut is the best it can be?
Yeah, so look, it's you raise a really great question, and I will say that the vast majority of commercial probiotics out there will contain.
Dr. Vincent Ho, we're just losing you for a second.
Yes, is that okay?
No, hang on a second. We'll just come back.
Have you ever wanted to create your own talk show or pump out the tunes like some of Australia's best radio personalities? Joy's extensive radio training course is here to help get those creative juices flowing as our most talented and experienced broadcasters teach you everything you need to make your own radio magic. To enrol or find out more information about Joy's radio training, head to joy.org.au/services. A Joy community service message.
You're on Joy Drive, and we're chatting with Dr. Vincent Ho, also known as the Gut Doctor, about new research linking gut inflammation and joint pain and what lifestyle changes might help. Vincent, I was just asking you about what we can do to make sure that our gut is, you know, in top condition. It's got all the right bacteria in it, and I suppose not just limited to what we get in three in yogurt.
It's a really, really great question. And I think the answer to that is to firstly recognize that our commercial probiotics are really containing bacteria belonging to two different groups. So Bifidobacterium and Lactobacilli. So they're the ones that are very common. If you look at all your probiotics, you'll find that there are different species belonging to those two groups. So that's the first thing to say. Which, you know, the reason they chose those particular types of bacteria is because they're considered to be very safe. So they're not, you know, bacteria that when you inoculate in someone's gut is going to lead to like gastroenteritis or bad things. But is it representative of your gut? Basically, are those types of bacteria enough? And the answer is no. The answer is no, Warren, that we need a whole diversity of bacteria. In fact, the message here is diversity is a very good thing in nature. You know, a diverse microbiome is really helpful and protective. And the best way we can do that is through a diverse diet, Warren. A diverse diet.
That was Dr. Vincent Ho, gastroenterologist and lecturer at Western Sydney University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.